that was one of the things that was most interesting about the idea of working together with NetDocuments, is that we would be able to create these metadata enrichment solutions that are turnkey. So a firm doesn't need to have a large staff of data scientists or a large content engineering team that can help them enrich the data. That by providing these technical services natively within the DMS, we'd be in a position to do that enrichment at scale, leveraging the cloud infrastructure that NetDocuments brings to the table, and do that repair work so that firms can then explore what are the patterns that are most prominent in our data and what can we learn from those in a broader objective of better client service.
Today on Law Next, a conversation with Jeff Pfeiffer, Chief Product Officer at LexisNexis for Canada, the UK, and the USA. This is the third and last episode I recorded live while attending the NetDocuments Inspire conference in Denver. In the first of these episodes, I interviewed NetDocuments' two top executives, CEO Josh Baxter and CTO and co-founder Alvin Tejumulia. In the second, I spoke with Dan Houck, the company's Chief Product Officer. Jeff Pfeiffer was at the conference to speak about a unique partnership between LexisNexis and NetDocuments called Highlights, which embeds LexisNexis case analysis and intelligence technology directly into the NetDocuments platform, enriching legal documents and making them easier to find and retrieve. In this interview, Pfeiffer shares more about that partnership and also speaks more about his vision of data-driven law practice and how LexisNexis is pursuing that vision. Pfeiffer is a return guest to this podcast, having been on way back in episode 7 in 2018. This is Bob Ambrogi, and you're listening to Law Next, the podcast that features the innovators and entrepreneurs who are driving what's next in law. Before we get to today's interview, please take a moment to learn about the sponsors that support this podcast. If you're dealing with mountains of paperwork and struggling to manage your firm's day-to-day operations, then Meriscase is for you. Meriscase is the fully integrated legal practice management software tailor-made for workers' compensation, employment and labor, and insurance defense firms. Meriscase provides document management and automation, time tracking and billing, native payment processing, and so much more. Discover how Meriscase can help you by visiting them at meriscase.com. That's MERUSCASE.com. Now on to my conversation with Jeff Pfeiffer of LexisNexis.
I am here at the NetDocuments Inspire conference in Denver, and I'm sitting now with Jeff Pfeiffer, the Chief Product Officer for Canada, Ireland, and the USA at LexisNexis. Jeff, good to see you. Good to talk to you again.
Good to see you too, Bob. It's great to be here.
Always good to chat with you. And you have been on my podcast before, but you're here at the NetDocuments conference. And you're here, you were part of a panel this morning talking about, the theme of the panel was patterns of knowledge. And you were kind of talking about some of the ways that you and NetDocuments are working together and some broader themes around that topic. But why don't we start with, what brings you here? I mean, how is LexisNexis partnering with NetDocuments, and what were you talking about this morning?
It's a funny story you'll appreciate. Actually, Dan Houck, who's the Chief Product Officer for NetDocuments, and I, Dan and I got to know each other a few years ago through the LexisNexis Legal Tech Accelerator. Dan's company at the time, which was subsequently acquired by NetDocuments, was part of our accelerator program. And we got to know each other well in that, and over time kept in touch and started to think about how might we do some project work together. And one of the things that we settled on was this idea that the data in a NetDocuments repository could be enriched and could be improved so that more insights could be mined out of that data set. And interestingly, it took a little while to think about exactly what the right project work would be, but that's what we've been working on for the last few years.
So what do you mean by that? How are you? I mean, you're somebody who in past interviews that we've had and past conversations, you've been talking for years about this idea of a data-driven law practice. But how are you able to help NetDocuments in enriching the data within the platform?
Well, I think that firms would describe for years a desire to improve the accessibility and the retrievability of information in their DMS. And probably the single biggest challenge in making strides against that objective would be the lack of or missing metadata attached to the documents. And so LexisNexis, of course, we apply lots and lots of metadata to documents in our own world. And we have been experimenting, as you know, over the last few years with how to make more of that technology available to our clients. And one of the ideas that we had was that that technology we'd been working to develop, which adds metadata and then makes documents more findable, more retrievable, could be added directly into the DMS. So that's the project that Dan and I brainstormed on a bit and thought we could work together to enliven data within the NetDocuments DMS, add metadata that was missing, make those documents more findable, more retrievable, and then ultimately used for other ideas, analytics, mining of the information that sits in the DMS, and many other use cases that we think we'll explore.
And it's called Highlight.
Highlights, yeah.
Highlights. So break it down for you. What exactly does it do? How does it extract that metadata and make it usable for other tasks?
Yeah, so we have taken technology that we developed, again, in-house, and we've made it portable. So it drives a number of enrichment capabilities from document classification. So focus, for example, on a specific motion type that we can classify if it's not marked correctly in the DMS. We identify entities, citations that exist within legal documents, add in Shepard signals to indicate whether the law cited in a document is still good law or not. And so we focused initially on litigation documents primarily and enlivening those documents with some of those enrichment capabilities. And down the road, we expect to extend that into transaction and agreement documents where we think we can do the same things, identify the document type, identify clause types within those documents, and potentially link those clauses to larger data sets that are available from LexisNexis.
And is the usefulness of that, is there a direct usefulness in that to the lawyer who is, say, working on a document? I'm looking at a brief in NetDocuments, and I extract information on the entities that are talked about within that brief or the citations within that brief. Is the value in that being able to look at patterns across various documents, or is there something with regard to that case that I'm working on right now that I'm able to do as a result of that?
As we talk to clients, the primary use case we heard was every starting point is going to be a prior document that was drafted for a similar situation. And the challenge was finding that document that is most related to the current fact pattern or fact situation. And so that's really what we were trying to address initially, which is how do we help people retrieve the right document that helps them accelerate the drafting task and accelerate the time necessary to address a specific client legal issue. But we've also found that when we do that and add those additional tags, we can mine that data for different patterns. We can look and explore, for example, how many of a specific document type exist with the documents properly marked up. Who has experience within the organization related to a specific document type or legal activity? And so that's what we're going to explore further. And again, we haven't even begun to tackle areas yet like agreements, which is a really rich space as well, where the same kind of issues you might argue are even more important because starting a contract draft at a further point would obviously dramatically improve client service overall.
Right. So does that being able to extract that metadata with regard to transactional documents begin to create more of what's essentially a contract management system or something within NetDocuments or even externally to that? Or
I don't know that it's necessary to really create an entire system. What we hear about most is the hardest thing is to retrieve the reference document, to find the most related, most relevant document to begin an updated drafting task. Next, after that, is finding alternate clauses, potentially benchmarking clauses against market, looking for guidance and advice on how to handle a specific drafting task. So I would say those are things that we're going to work to tackle first. But down the road, you could imagine a more organized workflow solution that really becomes more of a system. I think right now, most of our clients are talking to us about that first problem, which is the data itself is missing important metadata and enrichment. That means the documents are difficult to find. And we think working together, we can drive a lot of improvement in that space.
Yeah. One of the topics talked about on the panel that you're on this morning was that of to what degree we need to rely on humans to add that metadata and to what degree that addition of that metadata or extraction of that metadata can be automated, I guess. What's the answer to that? Does this always have to be a human-powered process, or are we going to get to the point where that's going to be fully automated?
I think for now, human in the loop is really the standard, because we have to continue to refine these models and continue to improve the quality of the markup. The good news is that on the LexisNexis side, we have that human in the loop model training process, and we apply that before it's extended to a partner like NetDocuments. So in our work together, there is not a human in the loop. We have a really solid way of ensuring a high quality markup without a human in the loop. But in our processes internally, we rely on human in the loop to continue to refine and make that model performance even better.
So, something else that you talked about on the panel this morning was well, you can say it much more artfully than I can, but one of the points you were making is that it's one thing to be able to extract data and begin to see patterns, extract metadata and begin to see patterns in the data that you have. It's something else to kind of verify those patterns that you're seeing and ensure that the patterns that you're seeing are in fact real patterns. Can you explain better than I am that what you were alluding to there?
Yeah, I think that's a really important question. With too small of a data set, a pattern may not be verified. A larger data set is obviously helpful to understanding whether a pattern is really a pattern. I think the interesting thing over time can be that DMS suppliers like NetDocuments are in a position to have a wide range of data access that will help us establish and define patterns. As you know, they're working to create pre-patterned information and data sets that help law firms and corporations better organize their own information. What I would say is that my experience is many of our clients either don't have the data enriched to a point that they can determine whether it really is a pattern or not, or they're working from a position where it's informed more by their personal experience. And I would call that an anecdotal pattern rather than a data-driven pattern.
So how do you ensure, is it simply by increasing the quantity of data that you have that you ensure that you're not just relying on anecdotal patterns, or what is the answer to how you avoid that issue?
I think the answer is it's more data and it's also more enrichment. And it's really those two things together that really allow you to determine whether a pattern is real and tested. And so that was one of the things that was most interesting about the idea of working together with NetDocuments, is that we would be able to create these metadata enrichment solutions that are turnkey. So a firm doesn't need to have a large staff of data scientists or a large content engineering team that can help them enrich the data, that by providing these technical services natively within the DMS, we'd be in a position to do that enrichment at scale, leveraging the cloud infrastructure that NetDocuments brings to the table, and do that repair work so that firms can then explore what are the patterns that are most prominent in our data and what can we learn from those in a broader objective of better client service.
The key to identifying patterns of data, Pfeiffer says, is both to have more data and better enrich that data. To that end, in his talk at the Inspire conference, he said that he foresees that over the next 5 years, the legal profession will be increasingly looking to other industries for how their data can be used to enrich the data available to us and the patterns we're able to identify. I'll ask Pfeiffer more about that in just a moment, but first, let's hear about the sponsors who so generously support Law Next. Jeff Chasing late payments shouldn't be a consistent part of your day. That's why MarisCase now offers Maris Pay, the easy-to-use compliant payments processor built right into the platform. Now, your firm can accept online payments directly through MarisCase, where you manage everything else related to your workers' compensation, employment and labor, or insurance defense cases. You need a resource that works for you in the background. Learn how MarisCase can support your practice at MarisCase.com. Welcome back to Law Next. This is Bob Ambrogi, and I'm speaking with Jeff Pfeiffer, Chief Product Officer at LexisNexis for Canada, the UK, and the USA, in an interview recorded live at the NetDocuments Inspire Conference, where he spoke about the partnership between LexisNexis and NetDocuments to create NetDocuments Highlights, a feature that uses LexisNexis technology to enrich the document data law firms house in NetDocuments. In the remainder of our interview, we'll talk more about that and also about LexisNexis's broader focus on integrating its technologies into the workflows and applications where legal professionals work through APIs and other means. And we'll also talk about what else Pfeiffer is working on these days.
You said on the panel this morning that your vision for 5 years down the road is that we're going to be starting to look to other industries and the data available from other industries to I guess, provide a broader basis of corroboration of these patterns that we're seeing. What do you mean by that?
I think when we look at other industries, there are many examples where data sets are expanded in a contributory way. The best example of that is probably the insurance industry, who for many years has contributed data into large shareable data sets so that they're able to get wider access to not only comparison data, but enriched data that allows them to benchmark or update policy terms or things like that. And while that sounds crazy, I think in the legal world right now, we're already seeing early signs of that. I have the privilege of working with firms in the UK as well, and we see many firms in the UK starting to talk about contributory data sets where they would anonymize data before contribution, ensure PII and other information is redacted before it would be contributed. But the objective is they're looking to get a wider set of comparison data points so that they can make the right recommendations for their clients and ultimately avoid downstream either dispute resolution in the UK or litigation in the US. And I think, you know, ultimately that really is the bigger objective. How do they make sure that the draft is solid and that it's the right structure or framework for a specific legal matter, and that comes with a wider access to data. So while we don't have good examples right now in legal for this contributory data idea, I think there are plenty of references outside of the legal world, and for the right data sets, it might be the next step to help us get over that hurdle.
Do you have an example in mind of what might be a right data set for contributing to legal?
I think there are many agreement types that are not highly sensitive or trade secret. You might think of things like retail lease agreements, which generally don't have what one would consider to be proprietary data. That data sets like that at scale, we could normalize, add enrichment to in a way that allows people to really extract out what is the state of the market, what are the clause provisions that are most prominent, what are fading in terms of clause provision expression. And so I think it'll be interesting to explore that over time, but I think that might be one example that comes to mind.
Yeah. Well, as I said, we've run into each other here at the NetDocuments conference, but we haven't chatted for a while. What else are you working on these days? What's occupying your time?
The big thing I'm really thinking about is something we alluded to briefly in the panel discussion today, which is integrating insights where lawyers are working. And I'm struck by the data that came out just last week from ILTA, which reemphasized that most of a lawyer's day is still spent in very traditional places like Microsoft Word or Outlook.
Right.
And I think that's an important signal to people like me that we have to work harder to bring insights where people are working, whether it's a Microsoft application or other applications like Teams and other tools that are deployed internally. So we've really been turning our attention to integration where people are working. I've talked to you in the past about our API focus, which has been really a precursor to integrating data locally. APIs are necessary for us to bring that content to the point of workflow. And examples like the NetDocuments Highlight solution is another example that, again, by connecting these two worlds together, we can bring that insight from Lexis to the place where the lawyer is working. So that is a big area of focus for me right now. But we've got lots of others that are more traditional. Our expansion of analytics continues. We continue to go county by county throughout the U.S., building out our body of legal analytics coverage and a number of areas in the core product experience as well.
Yeah. One of the other panelists this morning talked about system hopping and the problem of system hopping. And as you say, I know you've talked before about the APIs that you've rolled out and continuing to develop. How has that played out since you've announced a sort of broader the API, you don't call it an API store, but you've got this sort of API center with all the documentation and all the available APIs. Have law firms been embracing that? How has it been received?
They have, although I would say actually we have more traction on the corporate side right now. We see corporate legal departments and other departments within a corporation that are very active in their deployment. But there are a number of very large firms in particular that have very aggressive data programs, and we're working with. Common use cases include things like getting a wide view of a prospect, getting as much coverage of information as you can about a prospect and integrating that into a local data system. So, you know, I would say we're seeing really steady and positive progress. The thing I think that surprised me a little bit is how much opportunity there is to work with third parties. So like our work with NetDocuments or some others that you and I have talked about in the past, that is really nice because we can do the heavy lifting together behind the scenes and build something that's more turnkey for the client so that it's really more a matter of turning something on than having to build it from scratch within the organization. And I see that expanding. I think we're going to continue to work with third parties to do that work up front and give them the options to deploy things that are right for the projects they're handling internally.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we are limited in the time that we can talk to each other here today. Give you the last word. Any final thoughts? Anything else you'd like to share before we wrap up?
I think it's really exciting that the movement more broadly to cloud, which I think if we look back over the last 3 years, is probably the single biggest trend change that was different pre-COVID, post-COVID. Firms are definitely moving faster in that direction. And that investment in cloud, whether it's DMS or any of a number of other internal systems, is opening up new opportunities to unlock insights out of data, to find patterns, to find insights that people did not know were previously available. And I think relationships like the one that LexisNexis and NetDocuments have explored really are a signal of how things are likely to continue to play out, again, with the benefit of that cloud world, cloud infrastructure that allows us to do a lot with the data on behalf of the client.
Yeah. Jeff, I really appreciate your taking some time out of a very busy day for you, I know, to sit and talk to me.
Thanks for having me. It was great.
Many thanks to Jeff Pfeiffer for taking the time to sit down with me during the Inspire conference. Really appreciated it. What are your thoughts on today's show? Share them by tweeting us at LawNext Podcast. LawNext is produced, engineered, and edited by Populous Radio. I'm your host, Bob Ambrogi. I hope you'll join us again next time for another episode of Law Next.